The racially diverse jury of 5 men and 7 women were chosen from a pool of around 30 potential jurors, some of whom expressed strong feelings about corruption and big money in politics and even about hydrofracking. Prococo is being tried along with 2 Syracuse-area developers and the head of a power plant company based in the lower Hudson Valley that is currently building a natural gas-fired power plant. The governor's former closest aide is accused of accepting $35,000 in bribes from the Syracuse developers in exchange for helping ease economic development projects in central New York. Prococo's also charged with arranging for a job for his wife, a teacher with the power company Competitive Power Ventures. Lisa Prococo is alleged to have been paid nearly $300,000 for a part-time education job. Prosecutors say in exchange, the governor's former aide used his influence to help ease permits for the plant. The 4 defendants sat quietly throughout the day with around a dozen defense lawyers in the federal district courthouse in lower Manhattan. They did not comment, but all have said previously that they are innocent of the charges. In New York, I'm Karen DeWitt.